This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
When you date someone,
right,
what is the most important quality, do you think, that attracts you to them in the first place? Is it their physical appearance that gets you first, or is it the entire person, including their personality?
I'm a classic person for going for physical straight away. I'm a very visual person. I'm trying to work on this, of course, because I find myself in situations and relationships where they end up being quite superficial because I'm just obsessed with the way they look.
So with 60% of the country being overweight,
right,
that's just a rough estimate.
Yep.
Have you ever been attracted to someone who is outside your typical physical, you know, what you would find physically attractive?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been very attracted to big women. There's something very sensual and exciting about it. I love big women, actually.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You weren't expecting that answer, were you?
I wasn't, actually. I was expecting you to say no.
No, you know why? I'm just thinking of a moment where I had gone to a concert. I'd interviewed this woman who's actually really, really big, and I found her incredibly beautiful. And I went to her concert, and my ex-girlfriend was at my place, and she's completely thin, like stick thin. And all I could think about was this woman that I'd interviewed, and she's really big. And I was thinking, oh, my God, like, I like all sorts.
Isn't it funny how we say this there's this initial attraction, and it might be the physical thing, but then something, there's also this other, I don't know what you call it, this, because I know we were out once.
We were out once, and I noticed, I was actually a little bit surprised by your reaction to this guy because, and this is my assumption of you, simply because you know, you've done body, your body is very important. You're physically, you've got an incredible body.
Oh, thank you.
But I was really surprised that you were attracted to this quite a large guy that we'd gone out and seen some show, and you were like, oh my God, Anastasia, that guy is really hot. We started talking to him and another mutual friend, and I was really taken back by the fact that you were attracted to him.
Isn't that funny? You have this assumption that I was going to just go for the physical appearance, but no, there's something about, I think as you get older or whatever, that is so much more important than that superficial physical appearance.
If you had a sex robot, what would it look like?
If I had a sex robot?
Yeah,
what
would you ever
like?
Do a sex robot? Would you have a sex robot if it was available? Would you go there?
I don't think I would.
Why not?
Because I don't know.
What's wrong with you, mate?
No, there's nothing wrong with me. It's just how do you connect to a robot?
Why not?
How?
Come on, buddy.
Where's the mental connection?
Well, look, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
What would your robot look like?
I'm all about cuddles. My robot would be about 5'8".
You're very sexy, really, Anastasia.
Exactly. But no, the reason I bring this up is because it's in the paper today, so it's very relevant because we bring the news to our Joy listeners because it's all about our listeners. But move over, blow up dolls, sex robots are taking over. Artificial intelligence is catering for the sex market, bringing with a revolution, offering sexual gratification with a near human touch. In a report on the growing market for sex robots, the Foundation for Responsible Robotics says advancing technologies have already led to Android love dolls.
Android love dolls?
Yeah. So capable of performing 50 automated sexual positions. Now, hello, hello, hello. You don't need to go anywhere else.
You just,
when you have a sex robot, it does what it needs to do on a sexual
Where's
level.
Where's Anastasia?
Anyway.
She's at home with her.
Wonder what I'd call her. I'd probably call her Stacey.
Stacey Anastasia. You know where I think a robot could be handy? One thing I love is touch. And you know particularly on your back or the back of the head. You know
Imagine
what I mean?
It gives you massage. If it gives you 50 positions, it probably massages
you. But if it just
well.
Sat there with a hand and just I could watch TV or something and it was just, you know, doing figure eights and things on my back, I'd get one.
I think I'd be quite happy for a little while anyway. I'd probably cheat on my sex robot. But I reckon for the first couple of months, we'd be in honeymoon period.
Would
I'd
you bring her happy. In? Would she host breakfast
no, no,
with
no.
us?
No, I'd get jealous. She stays on the couch.
It's 22 minutes, Dave.
You leave Stacey alone.
You're on Joy. We were talking earlier about Anastasia getting a robot to, had some fun times with, and yes. She's going to call her Stacey.
Her name's Stacey, yep.
Would you set up a Facebook account for her and have photos of you and her together on the couch?
I probably wouldn't set up a Facebook account for her because I don't want to be watching what she does on Facebook because I'll be stalking her.
Would you?
But I'll take photos of me and my little lady and put it on my Facebook account, yeah.
So you would?
Yeah.
Would you take her out or would she only be in the
bed? Stays in the house.
She's
a very jealous
woman.
Lover. I act like I'm not jealous, but I'm such a jealous lover.
So what do you think of... Would you have your lover, and I'm not talking about Stacey, the robotic
lover. Well,
Stacey
is going to be my current lover when I pull out 20 grand and buy her next week.
Would you have your lover as a Facebook friend? Do you think it's a healthy thing to do?
Do you know what? That's a really interesting question, Warren. I don't want my lovers being on Facebook because Facebook is all about being a voyeur and tapping into what people are doing, and I would just be constantly watching what my lover is doing. And what's the point of that?
But why would you be watching what they're constantly doing? Doesn't that mean you'd be insecure about your
relationship? Well, I'm insecure. Hello.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I don't know, I think it's just private. I mean, sure, it's your lover and you want to share things, but I think with Facebook, I'd like to have a separate account. I do that with family members and my cousins and stuff. We're not friends on Facebook.
Oh, so it's a blanket rule for you?
Yeah, I just keep it very, very separate because I feel like if I really want to express myself, I'd rather not have, especially someone that I like or a lover. Absolutely.
Do you think there's an issue of trust there where your lover could say, oh, well, what are you hiding?
Possibly. Look, it is all about me being insecure, so you're probably right. I'd probably be worried about all the new friends that I'm friending, and they'd question me around that. Oh, my God, I'm so insecure and probably not very trustworthy. I'll ask you the question. How do you feel about it?
I'm fine.
You're fine. So you want to be friends with your lover on Facebook?
Yeah, I think it's – yeah, absolutely. I've got nothing to hide, nothing. I'm quite
proud
of it.
What about if they didn't want to? How would you feel about that?
I'd ask them why.
Yeah.
I'd say, what is it? And maybe
they're – what if they had the same reasoning as me, like I just want to keep that part of my life separate? I can tell just by your reaction and the way you're looking at me. It may not make great radio, but you wouldn't like it.
Maybe not.
No.
I'd question it. I'd say, why? Right. Why do you want to keep it separate?
Okay.
What would you do? Should your lovers – be your Facebook friends. There's a new app you might have heard about,
right?
Been in the media about the tradie dating app.
Oh my God.
For those who have a tradie fetish, the dating app specifically designed for people who get their rocks off all things tradie related.
Right.
From carpenters,
well, that's understandable,
to electricians to lollipop ladies.
Oh wow.
Now, I wanted to bring this up because whenever tradies come up as some sort of, you know, fantasy, what have you, it seems to be male.
Yes, of course. It's all about males, isn't it?
What do you think of women tradies?
You know what? I haven't seen one that's knocked my socks off yet, to be honest, because I don't see enough of them.
But do you imagine? Do you fantasize
about
it?
No, I don't.
No, you don't at all?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's never turned me on, to be quite honest, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I've got an electrician, a female electrician.
And you get your socks off on her, do you?
I don't, but she's very fit.
Oh.
She's very good looking.
Oh.
I have to get...
Haven't you introduced us?
Well, I've got to get some work done at home, some LED lights put in and things like that. So how about...
I'll be popping over every day. I'll be that annoying friend going, oh, hello, just another coffee, thank you.
Why don't we set it up where you come over, you meet her.
We do have to tell Stacey first.
Tell Stacey first, but I reckon you... For those of you who just tuned in, Stacey is Anastasia's manufactured pleasure robot that doesn't exist. I'm going to invite you over and see if we can hook you up with her.
That sounds fantastic.
See if she can get your wires electrified. Have you ever been to a party and it's been quite awkward, particularly a dinner party, you know, where it's quiet and everyone's having a chat?
Especially when you turn up on your own.
Yeah. And you turn up and you don't know people.
Yeah.
Here's a research-backed tip for you to help you get through that next
awkward dinner. Oh, I love your little research scientific tips. Well, this is not scientific, but, you know.
Well, it's actually scientifically proven now, but it's common sense. You just ask the person you're chatting with lots of questions.
Oh.
Keep questioning them and lots of follow-up questions because according to Harvard University, the keys to strike a balance between question asking and answering without being too interrogative.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
So maybe
we should reenact this. Let's pretend we're at a party.
Okay, and I'm the person who's come with no friends, so you know.
I know people.
And
yes.
I'm sitting.
Okay, let me tune into this character.
Am I sitting next to you?
I need to tune into this character. No, we're talking and we're at the table. I'm about to have a sip of our champagne.
Okay, so I'll start.
We don't know each other.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, hi. My name's Warren.
Hi, darling. How are you? My name's Anastasia.
Hi.
Anyway, yeah, really, really great. I just got my hair done. My hairdresser is so annoying. Look at it. It doesn't look like this usually.
So do you get?
Anyway, as I was saying, this party. How do you know the guy Paul? Anyway, well, I've known Paul for ages. Are you okay? You look like you need to cough. I've met so many people like that.
I couldn't get a question in, so exactly. I'm not sure if that research.
Anyway, as I was saying,
I'm not sure if that research.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I've got some Pilates on tonight. Sorry? Are you talking? Anyway, as I was saying, I'm going to a party like on Saturday night. And...
All right. Hi. What's your name over there?
Anastasia and Warren. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.